How can you as a supervisor stop excess socializing on your team? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, let's look at how you as a leader should address when the team members on your team are doing a little too much socializing and not working enough. Well, work, remember, isn't meant to be a dungeon. We're not here to sort of wipe the smiles off everyone's faces and not allow them to talk to each other. But what do you do when people take maybe too much time socializing when they should be working? Again, it's a tough situation because most people think a little bit of socializing is okay. It's only when it gets carried away it becomes a problem. Now, this is all based on the concept that a steady pace of work generally gets more work done than allowing idle time to consume work hours without producing anything. So if people were talking while they're working, potentially that's okay. You just don't want people not working while they're talking because that ends up actually hurting your production numbers. And you could point that out to people, of course, as well. So idle time is really your biggest enemy from a production standpoint. Now, I've got a few ideas, three tips specifically, to reduce excess socializing on your team. The first tip is, of course, to observe and comment. Now, when you observe and comment, what you're really doing is you're letting the person know that you've noticed something. So let's say you go by a group of workers and you notice that they're standing there talking. Again, not by itself a terrible thing, but then you come back again, you know, 5, 7, 8 minutes later and they're still standing there talking. At that point, you might want to say, and it could just be as simple as saying, guys, we need to make sure we get back to work. We've got a busy day ahead. And you're just making a comment. You're not disciplining them or anything. You're just observing and commenting on what you're seeing. Again, they might get in a little bit of a humph, but when they just know that all you expect them to do is to keep working, they're going to be more successful. The second tip is discussing the impact. So, and again, you're doing this in a very conversational way, but you could say, guys, I know that it probably you don't like it when I come up to you and say, hey, we need to get back to work. I just need you to know that those extra minutes that we're losing in that really keeps us from hitting our production target. And, you know, some days we fall behind, so I'd rather us work at a steady pace. And so that's why I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I'm just trying to make sure that you understand that when we lose that time in production, it affects our numbers. The third tip in dealing with excess socializing is, of course, to get a commitment to change. Now, anytime that you're actually disciplining an employee or commenting on something, you're really looking for their go-ahead on it. So if it's something that's persistent, you're probably going to turn it into a conversation. And at the end of that conversation, you want that person to give you a commitment that says, okay, I will be more self-aware of how much time I spend talking to other people, and I'll make sure that I cut those conversations shorter and just stay working a little bit more. That's all you can really ask for as a leader. Remember, the goal isn't to shut down socializing altogether. It's just to make sure that it's a reasonable amount and it doesn't jeopardize your production numbers. Once you've learned how to deal with those kinds of sensitive conversations like excess socializing, you might want to work on some of your other leadership skills and competencies. And of course, you can do that using all the tools and resources that we have on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Or we're also looking for reviews on our videos and our podcasts, and you can do those on those various platforms. That really helps us reach more people. And we're always looking for ideas for future Leader Feeder episodes. So please submit them through the website or through the social media channels, and then we'll see if we can feature those in a future episode of Leader Feeder. For now, let me wish you success in your leadership journey.